We've talked about it a lot. We've hinted at it. We've mentioned it, how our family of five goes to Chipotle and leaves satisfied for only $14.31. And today, my friends, we reveal all. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
It's no secret that the Texeras love Chipotle.
Oh.
We've been eating those beans and rice for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'd say...
Even since before we were the Texeras.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And that whole time, we've always been trying to figure out the best way to order.
Between Jonathan's ability to always find a deal, and my ability to always figure out how to maximize an efficiency
and strategize. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a killer combo at Chipotle.
Oh, killer combo, like that carne asada. Oh, it's back. Anyway, so... This episode is not brought to you by Chipotle, though I wish it were.
Oh, man.
Because that means we get some free Chipotle. Anyway, if you're listening, Chipotle, hook us up.
Sponsor!
So anyway, so we've tried a lot of things in our Chipotle ordering history. Mm-hmm. I feel we should maybe mention some of those.
Early on, we were... fully committed to both of us individually.
We were just like anybody else.
Our own entree. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We left having either wasted food, which that sucks.
Or leftover. It's never as good.
Or leftover. Never as good.
Come on. Have you tried to reheat a burrito?
Ugh. Overstuffed.
Oof. Just like the burrito.
And feeling horrible.
I would leave feeling like I was that burrito. Mm-hmm. That one, right? It's stretching as they fold it over. It's bursting at the seams. That's how I felt.
Then we evolved.
Then we figured something out.
We decided, wait a minute. We could share an entree and not feel so bad when we leave. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try it. But wait. Now we're getting hungry about 90 minutes after we ate.
Interesting.
What is going on? Wait a minute. Let's do the entree. Let's add chips and guac.
Chips and that guac.
Oh no, now we have kids. How are we going to figure this out?
What are we going to do? It's like a game. It's like, how? Because we started sharing, and it's like, okay, I don't want to pay any more for Chipotle than this. This is our limit, right? We're at $14.31. I don't want to go any higher. How can I get more out of my $14.31?
Right. Ethically.
Of course.
Of course. We would never recommend anything but that.
Yeah. You're not allowed to reach over and grab a couple extra handfuls of chicken.
Sneeze
anymore.
All over the guac and take it.
That's not allowed. So this is what we do. Let's just walk them through. Walk them, like we're at the counter.
We're at the counter.
Okay.
And you know what? I will say I let Jonathan order.
You do let me. I'm a little more shameless.
You are more shameless, yes. Some of these things.
And I enjoy it.
For no good reason, like, caused me a little bit of an uncomfortableness. Mm-hmm. I think it might be because I am gluten intolerant and I'm like ordering gluten. That might be a thing getting in the way. I'm short circuiting on it. Yeah, psychological block.
So this is what it is. And again, this is all just within the confines of regular Chipotle ordering. You're not asking anybody to do anything crazy. Hey, slip me a couple extra scoops of chicken. Don't tell anybody. It's none of that. It's no pretending you're a Chipotle employee to get a discount.
No.
It's none of that. This is all within the regular bounds of what can be ordered at Chipotle. You just kind of have to know what to do.
There's always a little bit of a secret menu every restaurant you go to.
Yeah.
And it's oftentimes something you just don't know. But if you know... you know.
If you don't know, now you know. So here we go. This is it. So you walk up. Oh, hey, welcome to Chipotle. How can I help you? I would like a burrito bowl And you go, I think I know what you're going to say. Tortilla on the side. That's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say two tortillas on the side. Is that allowed? Yeah, totally allowed. Mm-hmm. They'll do it. No, not at one. I will be batted without batting an eye.
Flinched.
Yep. So, and even if you don't do that, the bowl gives you more. Mm-hmm. There's
objectively,
I've read more numerous articles about this, and from our own personal experience, the bowl gives you more food. So even if you just get the bowl and the tortilla on the side, you make the tortilla, you make the burrito, you got more.
Yep.
Two tortillas on the side.
Yep.
All right, let's keep it. White rice, of course. Come on. We played around with that brown stuff
because we thought it was healthier at one point.
Not worth it.
Nah. The jury's out on if it's healthier.
And I know which one's tastier.
Yep.
So white rice. Here's a key. Make sure they got a lot of rice in that bowl. One, it's delicious. It fills you up. And this is the critical part.
It sets the tone for the rest of the bowl.
Absolutely.
So if they're sparse in that
thing. If they're skimping on the rice, they put just like 8 chickens in there. Oh, whoa. I'm overpowering the rice. I better stop. Even though that's nowhere near enough chicken. So you got to make sure there's a good amount of rice, maybe even extra rice, right? If we order on the app, you pick which ones you want extra of. I say extra rice.
Oh,
if I do the app.
Interesting.
In person, I might not go the extra route. We'll see how I feel about their scoop. And again, it all depends on who you get. I think the newer employees, they're very careful, very by the book. I'm going to put this in, then I'm done kind of thing.
It takes them like 30 seconds to shake to out.
Put the rice. Lid on.
Yeah.
So you got the experience. The lid's on. Anyway. So you say, I'll say, oh, I love that white rice. Load me up.
Something encouraging.
Yeah, just encouraging. Woo! Just get them to do it.
Let it
but you
flow.
Know what I've done? I think this is the last time I went. I go, hey, can I get just a little bit more rice? Scoop.
Again,
there you go.
It is setting the tone. It's the pace car
yeah,
for the rest
it's delicious.
Of the bowl.
So boom, we got that. For meat, pick what you want.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, get chicken. We get steak if it looks good.
Only if it looks
Only
good.
Only if it looks good.
And by looking good, our standards in Nebraska.
Freshly sliced, juicy, pink
red
in the middle.
Red in the middle, yeah. Whoa. Pink, red, whatever. It's got to have color. None
it's
of this gray stuff.
So we usually get the chicken. And then, now, some people have said this. We'll do an extra tips at the end.
Okay.
We'll do the Texera extra order, tip. Then extra tips at the end.
Yeah.
Bonus tips. Okay.
Beans.
So we add, black beans. We used to play around. That'll be an extra tips. No, no more. Black beans all the way. Black beans. Chicken. Salsas. What do you want? 2 scoops of mild.
2 scoops?
Because one, you're building that bowl up. You're going to need a little extra salsa.
Yep.
And then here it is. This next part was born out of a time when Amanda was not eating dairy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was. And so we had to split the thing. Well, I would get the sour cream and the cheese on the side.
You got not only more of each item.
Oh, absolutely. Because they fill, I think, out of all the times we've ordered. Only one time have I not gotten like a full container of sour cream and a full container of cheese.
So not only are you getting more of those things, but if you are like getting in the car to drive it home, they stay cold or cool
and
while
your bowl
stays
hot.
Warm. So you're not kind of having this weirdo mixed experience of like
warm
curdled dairy that's now hot.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It allows everything to just get to the right temperature and be good when you're eating it if you're taking it. So you get those on the side. And then if you want lettuce, I guess you could get it, but who wants lettuce? So you whatever. That's the bowl. And
I
then,
used to get lettuce, but no more.
You've seen the light. So now we're at the end of the order. Large chips and guac.
Yep. Because we used to be able to do the small when it was just us.
Well, and back then, they didn't even have a large.
But then, as soon as our family.
It was perfectly
we
timed.
Were pushing up against the edge with 2 kids. And then when we had the third, it was like, uh-oh, our Chipotle order is going to have to change. Wait a minute. No, it doesn't. Large.
Yep.
So it's the same order, but you do add like 1 or 2 extra dollars. And I think our order went from like the 11 something
high 11s
to 14 to something just yep. because we got the large now. Mm-hmm. And the kids love the chips and the guac.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you and I are leaning a little more onto that chips and guac because the kids are loving the burrito and yep. the tortilla and all that. But it's working.
So this is that's the order. And then when you get to the table, when you get home, you take out your two tortillas.
Yep.
What I do, those tortillas are
huge.
The size of a manhole cover.
They're 490 calories
each. Yeah, they're gigantic. So what I do, I rip up one of them strategically, give like shreds of it to the baby. One of our daughters just likes to eat the tortilla like on the side.
Yeah.
So she gets more pieces of it. The other one likes a little kitty burrito.
Yep.
So I've torn it down to like a regular burrito or a regular tortilla size. I make a little burrito with it. Fold it up. There you go. She's got her dinner. Then the other two kids get a little bit from the bowl mm-hmm. into their little bowls or whatever. And then I take the other burrito, the remaining tortilla. I take maybe 40% of what's left, 30 to 40% of what's in the bowl, put it in there, fold that sucker up. That's what I eat, and Amanda has what's left in the bowl.
Right. I'd say I'm left with about a third of the bowl plus chips and guac.
Mm-hmm.
And then we each have our own waters.
Yep.
So, again, at the end of that, no one is hungry until the next mealtime.
Mm-mm. Because it's still those tortillas are tons of food. The chips are good. The guac is very filling.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you guys let me lean a little heavier on that.
Yes.
I would say because I can't eat a tortilla.
That's right.
And you let me eat more chips
because mm-hmm.
they're my favorite.
They are so good.
They're my favorite. I use them instead of a spoon to scoop up the burrito bowl contents. Mm-hmm. I don't use a spoon. I just use chips.
They're so good. They're
I so love good. Them.
And all of this isn't just to try to be as cheap as possible.
No.
It allows us to go to Chipotle more often.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we are 100% okay with giving Chipotle our money.
Yeah.
And we give them a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to get out of it as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
In a way that still respects them and is allowed.
I mean, think of if it was like we would go and we would each get our own thing and then give maybe a little bit to the kids because that's a ton of food. We could go like twice or whatever, two or three times.
Right.
If we would nearly half that by doing what we do, now we can go like four or five times.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Awesome for us. Awesome for Chipotle.
Yeah. And this is the big one. We're not hating ourselves afterwards.
Yeah.
So we want to keep going to Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't have to roll us out. Oof. Like those early days Ooh. When you put a whole burrito in your stomach.
Oh, man, the burrito baby.
Oh.
Yeah, it's no good. And so it allows us to enjoy it more and enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it more often and enjoy it more when we're there.
Yep.
And, of course, you got to be enrolled in the Chipotle rewards.
Right. And because we go so frequently.
Over time.
We get a lot of rewards.
You get some free burritos. You get free guac. They just surprise you with free guac from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
They're good to us.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good to us.
All right. So that's our order. Let's hit those bonus tips real quick. These
hit
are
them.
Debatable. We've played with them in the past. This is really one tip.
Havesies on beans?
The havesies chip. So this is you go havesies on anything you can. What kind of rice do you want? Oh, half white, half brown. What kind of beans do you want? Half pinto, yeah. Half black.
Because the theory here is that the human eye is going to have a hard time determining what true half is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to go more like 60.
Yep.
So now you're getting 60% of both, and you're actually getting 120% of the total.
Exactly. So you would do that on rice, which you already talked about the importance of lots of rice. You do that on beans. You just get more.
You could even do it on meats.
You could do it on meats. However,
they're going to charge you the higher one.
They're going
right?
to charge you if you get half chicken, half steak. You're paying for all steak.
Yeah.
I don't know
that's
if that's
fair,
worth it.
But not, yeah. Taste wise, we just found like it wasn't.
Taste wise,
we
just weren't digging the pintos, weren't digging the brown rice.
Things weren't playing right together.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you might have a different order.
Yep.
At Chipotle. But that is, yeah, a common strategy.
If you're interested
go
in.
For.
in maximizing further the halvesies trick is something to consider.
Yeah, something to explore. Mm-hmm. Anyway, again, this is not like, oh, the Texeras are the cheapest people on earth. I mean, if we were the cheapest people on earth, we wouldn't be going out to eat. Okay, there's plenty of people out there who don't believe in like a restaurant budget. We thoroughly have this baked into the budget every single month and look forward to it. It's not a high amount. We enjoy cooking food at home. We actually prefer that. But when we want to have a little bit of an easier night or pick up something while we're out running errands, we've got it in there. Mm-hmm. This ultimately, though, is about being efficient and wise stewards of the resources entrusted to you. Mm-hmm. And being intentional with our money is something we are all about. Because if we're not wasting extra money at Chipotle, we can be doing something else fun with mm-hmm. our family. We can be setting aside a little bit extra in an investment fund every month. We could give that money to mm-hmm. church or to another family who might be in a hard time right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to strategize my Chipotle order so I can do more of the things I love in addition to it.
That's
what we're about here.
Mm-hmm. So when you're going to Chipotle, let us know if you've tried this, what your results are like.
Oh, take a picture. Hit us on Instagram. Yeah, tag us at WalletWin. We want to go to Chipotle with you.
Ooh, send me some chips.
Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.